All right, well, I have some very bad news for you guys.
Why'd you wait until on mic until you... We've been hanging out for like a little while now.
Dramatic effect. That's what I was searching for.
Okay.
Bad news is that John Sexy Voice is gone. You are now stuck with...
I quit.
You're now stuck with lame original voice, John.
I always thought your voice was sexy.
Kiss up.
Hey. You're still not getting the bike, Brandon.
Dang it!
Teacher's pet.
If that's the only thing that keeps running alive.
No, John, you're looking real good today. Please don't kill me.
Honestly?
Looking real fit, you know?
Very svelte.
You been working out?
Okay. Wow. So, Sexy Voice is gone. We're going to lose all of our listener base.
I feel like I have that has very little bearing.
I don't
know
what's
going to happen to us.
There's going to be that 3-episode stint where people are
just like a spike in audience.
Yeah.
10,000 like listeners, and as soon as we come back, no. Like,
Seven.
All of them 40-something white women.
There you go. I'm glad you know your niche.
That's our market.
Yeah, that's totally our market with a Pathfinder podcast. Women who have children.
Yes. Ages 30 to 60. I just
like to listen to it and drink my Pinot.
So this is what this has come to.
Oh, no.
Pharaoh's dad's making a wine.
We should just start making wine suggestions before the podcast. Today's going to be like a red wine.
No, it's got to be right in the middle of the episode.
Keep
that audience retention.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold out for later on. We'll give you wine tips. And they'll be like, I got to listen now.
With a good brie cheese spread over some.
You guys have no idea about wine, do you?
Wine is just yucky grapes.
I know. I'd rather just.
I mean, brie is great. Yeah.
Brie is a cheese, and it's great.
Yeah, put it on a charcuterie board. You know, makes sense. That matches wine.
Yeah,
we should have word of the day. Charcuterie is definitely a word of the day.
No, it's charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
Y'all got any of them char cut trees?
Do you know what happens if you take a charcuterie board and you put it into a one of those fishing tackle boxes to take it with you on a trip?
Oh, John, I don't know what happens.
Well, that wouldn't be a charcuterie board.
I'm waiting for this dad joke right here. The build up.
That's right. It goes from being a charcuterie board to a snackle tackle.
You know when you can just like feel just like a just internally just feel
I can
bad
hear the listeners.
And it's like building.
I can hear the listener's size.
Yeah.
the non-existent
one. All 10,040 year old women.
Yeah. Drinking
I should
there.
Tell my husband about the snackle tackle.
I should get one for Christmas.
Pinterest just exploded.
I'm sure Nathan would approve.
Nathan?
She needed a husband name.
We're building out a world in a game where we're building out a world.
If your husband's named Nathan out there, shoot us an email.
Let us know what this Christmas gift's going to be.
Natural Lemon Productions gift guide. A bike and a snackle tackle.
We can't even monetize yet, but we got a gift guide.
Are we sponsored? No.
I know I've spilled my drink.
Oh, man.
I'm going to end up needing a drink.
Dana's like, please, can we just get going?
I'm in hell.
That's exactly what's happening.
It's falling off the rails so fast.
It's not even noon.
Is there sugary drinks in there?
There might be like a cider in there.
That's fine. I need a pick-me-up.
Alrighty. I can make coffee, or there are...
We can wait for coffee until after this episode, because Dana's already like...
Okay, wow. Okay, well...
Do we just want to...
Let's restart that whole thing.
Dana, for you, okay, so sexy voice, Pinterest,
white women, Pino Nathan. Grigio, Nathan's,
and men named Nathan.
And we're here.
Getting
all
into
right.
it.
Welcome, everybody.
We're on something today.
So,
this is what happens when we start before one.
Yeah. So last episode's ended with you guys walking into this very strange room.
Mm.
And hearing what?
Murder
voices.
Murder.
Dana, you're the one who keeps all the notes. Do you remember how last episode?
Yes. No.
No. Yeah. So last
did we
episode.
Even take
hold on.
Notes
hold
last
on.
Episode?
We got. I know. We did some note keeping. Right. That was on the homebrew. Oh, we made a new homebrew rule.
What is the homebrew rule?
We don't know.
Oh, it's right here. If you are 5 feet from an ally, you can choose to fail a saving throw for someone, but you take 1.5% 1.5 times the damage.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
The get down Ronan didn't want little Nim to get hurt, and then.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that. Yep. That's a fun roll.
Yeah. That was that.
What are you doing?
This episode is amazeballs.
All right.
That's
so,
gotta be the title. Amazeballs.
Nathan.
Amazeballs with Nathan. Just drink your red wine.
Wow. I honestly don't know where to go with this besides
just jumping in, I guess.
You guys are being attacked.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, what?
What?
Wait,
what?
Who?
What?
What happened?
Where did this come from?
What is going on?
You guys went into this corner of this cave.
Uh-huh.
You found this strange device there in like the back corner of this room.
Mm-hmm.
You heard a threatening voice. And,
are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't remember the threatening voice.
Yeah, there was a voice that came like from like the cavernous walls.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Listeners, we do know what we're doing sometimes. Not. No,
because we recorded just last week, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, John was mm-hmm. sick for mm-hmm. a whole month.
No, you guys are all back in this room.
Wait a minute, is it a room or
I'm calling it a room.
I thought it was just kind of like an alcove off of
yeah,
like the main path.
I'm calling it a room
because when you say room, I think of when we like you know the bat dude.
No. Okay,
that's what I think. Room.
Good. Yeah, I'll clarify. It is more of like an open cavern area. If you remember the in front of this machine, there is like a pile of like dirt and other rocks underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we say it looked like a lift of some kind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some
like
kind
a mine
of
lift,
or but it didn't have like a shaft that went up into the ceiling or down into the floor. It just looked like a platform that would go up and then back down. Like there was
to
no
nowhere.
Yeah, like there was no
any
hole.
Rigging or anything.
It's a
like
floating
that.
Platform that just is randomly there with nowhere to go.
That's what it seems to be.
Okay, step on it, Ronan. See what happens.
Why do I gotta do it?
Because you're out in front.
I also don't have a lot of health. I'm
you're
still
also
hurt.
You're also from probably where it takes you.
There's no way this lift. I've never seen anything like this.
as you look at me.
He stares inquisitively.
Seen anything like this? What can I roll to see if I've
seen an old abandoned
lift in a mine? Specifically, what is the make? Is there like a...
Are you a dwarf
a
now?
A name brand of some sort? No, it doesn't matter.
Give me engineering, I guess.
Oh, great. Yes, I'm so good at engineering stuff that I'm just going to roll just a normal 20. Actually, a 17.
17? Okay. You've never seen anything like this.
I knew it.
However, I will say that as you get a little bit closer to obviously inspect this thing and look at it, you'll see that the lift, which I believe I gave you guys the dimensions last episode. If not, I will reiterate, which means I will probably won't match what I said last episode when it comes to size. But it's about like a 10 by 10 or like an 8 by 8 like lift. So it's big, and it has all these holes in the floor of the lift.
How big of holes are we talking? Like quarter sized?
They vary.
All right.
So you know how like when you look at the dimples on a golf ball?
Yeah.
Think similar in pattern,
okay,
but larger in size. So the smallest that you would see are probably about the actual diameter of a golf ball.
Okay.
And then the larger ones would be more close to the size of like a softball.
Okay.
And it's kind of varying sizes just to make sure that this whole thing is as filled with these holes evenly spread across the entire, this entire floor.
Did we do a magic check on it yet?
I don't know magic.
Well, so he could do a magic check. He just wouldn't come back with anything.
Is it magical? Maybe. I'll never tell.
However, that is the least of your concerns.
Oh, good. Yes.
As, like I said, you heard this voice, you know, kind of booming and echoing over the chamber.
Just 1 minute. Hold on.
At something.
That's not what they say.
No, that's what I'm telling him. Hold your horses.
Oh, okay.
We're looking at something.
Okay, sorry. I'll wait. Go ahead. You do you. Be ominous in like 5 minutes, okay? I'm looking at this.
Try to concentrate.
You hear him clear his throat. Okay. But no, what do you guys want to do? There's you are not, and I said your guys are being attacked just to kind of garner your attention. You are not.
We are not in combat.
You are not in combat, okay. No.
Can we be?
Roll for initiative.
Arrows just are swinging on everybody.
I heard the voice and I don't like it.
Come here, Nim.
Oh my god.
Just hug Nim at the abyss.
Obviously it's a cave, so it's going to be probably impossible to discern if the voice came back where we just were or where we had previously.
Just a giant echo.
Yeah. Is there any way to tell that? Like, is it at the beginning of the cave or where?
It definitely seems to be coming from behind you, like from where you came from.
Okay, so like with the small island with the blue orb and all that?
Or more towards the entrance?
More towards the entrance. Well, if you look at the map, if you notice this little like offshoot that you're in, kind of goes up north and it has a little bottleneck that you actually have to pass through to go into this passage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to be coming just from that general like entryway.
Okay. So it could be from anywhere else in this cave.
Correct.
No good. Good, 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 good.
This is the where we're at in our corner of the cave. This is really the only way we could go anywhere else, right? We've generally explored everything else that we're aware of.
It seems to be, yes.
Yeah, we kind of hit a dead end, and there wasn't. It was a one way when we came into the cave.
And the lift, you said there's like a hole in the ceiling that takes you outside. Is there anything like anywhere you could go? Like, does it lift up to another floor?
No, it does. That's just it. Is that it looks like it would raise up anywhere from 6 to 8 feet and stop. Like it has, like a combination of both stoppers on the posts that are like that it rides up and down on. And then also on the mechanism, because if you remember, it had like a crank on it that you could use to raise it up. It also has stops on the actual chains, so it can't crank past a certain point.
And is there's a platform for the lift? We see a platform, right? You said something that's where the golf ball holes were or something.
Yeah. So imagine if you were to, you know. If you're driving, obviously don't close your eyes. But if you would close your eyes and just kind of imagine think like a table where the legs in the four corners are actually running through the table itself, and those are bolted to the ceiling and then to the floor.
Got it.
The tabletop is where all the holes are, and the tabletop can slide on its own table legs and go all the way down to the ground, or go, like I said, about that 8 feet up in the air.
Is there a crank now?
There is a crank. There is a crank that is located on the ground next to this lift.
So I'm guessing that there's a hole underneath this lift.
I can give it the crank if we want.
See what happens.
I mean, I'm not too fond of the idea of going backwards towards
the spooky voice.
Yeah. So if there's an option to go away from it, I'm all for it.
Sounds good to me. I mean, there might be another spooky voice down below, but you know, greener pastures and all.
Okay. No strength check, no major check required. You walk over because your strength is already high enough to pass this.
Cool.
And you begin to crank, and the sounds of the chains moving, if you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, where the chains fall, the bucket and the chains fall in the Mines of Moria, kind of have that sound in your mind as it just isn't loud in and of itself, but just as it continues to echo off of the walls, it just gets louder and louder and louder and continues for several seconds, even once you're done cranking this. And it takes easily 10, you know, 20 seconds to really going at it to get this thing to crank up. Mm-hmm. And it slowly raises and it hits those stops. And what you see underneath is almost like a basin to this table. So think of it that it has another like man-made floor made out of the same material, like this steel that's in the floor. So almost like that this tabletop rests, like nests inside of it.
Okay.
This appears to be solid. Now, amongst all of this, and it's like a trough, and scattered in this trough are a bunch of smaller stones. You know, anything from the size of a softball and smaller. You can't really see the floor in like fully because of all of the debris.
Right.
All of the stone debris that's in this as well. And that's what you see. Like you know, unless you were to like brush stone aside to check, that's.
Or are they actual stones?
Yes, they appear to be actual stones, and they appear to be the same kind of stones that are in the walls.
Okay. Right. So if like the walls were limestone, it's limestone.
Yes.
Yeah. Guys, is this another puzzle? We suck at these.
Are these like fancy stones, or is this just like rock? You found rock.
Are they like, yeah, they're smooth and polished or just like rock? Are they unusually round or do they just look like jagged stones of varying sizes?
They appear to be the kind of stones that you would get when you're mining. like when you're using pickaxes, or even if you're, you know, if you're brave enough to use some sort of explosive.
So it's just a bunch of randomly shaped jagged stones.
Everything from jagged stones to smooth stones. You don't really... like, the stones in and of themselves aren't like, oh, here, this is, you know...
They don't look out of place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you also have seen carts. You know, you've seen a couple carts that are filled with the exact same stones.
Right.
Is this something that maybe crushes the stones and makes them smaller?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, is there a release mechanism that, like, drops the grate and maybe crushes the stones?
That's what I'm thinking, honestly.
Like, that was a legitimate question. Is there some release mechanism somewhere where you could just, like, quickly drop the grate? Or do you have to, like, crank it down?
Give me a perception check.
17.
Anyone else want to join in on this, or...
25. Yeah, I mean, I might as well. It's mostly... It's a weird design to be a crushing. 19.
Okay.
I mean, I agree, but we've come across weirder things.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Liel, you walk up to this and you're like, maybe it's a crusher, but it doesn't seem to have the parts... to be some kind of, I mean, to actually crush stone. Mm-hmm. I mean, while this platform looks heavy, it wouldn't make sense. You're like, it doesn't have
that oomph.
It doesn't have the weight. And like, why, if they needed the weight to crush,
stand on top of it,
why would they fill it with holes, which would make it lighter?
It sifts the rocks.
And Eros and Ronan, you come up and you're kind of talking this through. And Eros, you note that at the top, where the posts, where these table legs are bolted to the ceiling, you see a complicated set of chains that are kind of interlocked, where they're attached to the legs, where they're attached, like, actually to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spot a single chain that disappears into, like, a metal sleeve and then down the wall, out of the way of where this contraption is. And you see what appears to be like a two-man operation of another crank.
Oh.
And what you kind of assume, like looking at this, is that it makes the topmost posts where they're bolted to the ceiling to actually, like, rotate.
So it does seem to be like a sif of some kind.
Hey, Ronan, you mind helping me out with a crank?
Sure.
It's right over there, and I'll, you know, because you said it's like a two-man crank looking thing.
Yeah.
Start, you know, tag teaming a crank.
Okay. You walk over and you begin to rotate, you know, this huge wheel, and it makes a heck of a lot of noise. But one at a time, almost like they're out of sync, they start to turn. Like, one moves, and just shortly after that, another one, like, makes its full rotation. So they're all rotating, and when with this being brought all the way up to the top, the platform begins to start shifting side to side in all these different random directions violently.
Yeah, they would load it up, you lift it up, and then you just sift out all the stuff you need. Makes sense.
Oh, so I was right, it was a sifter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we know... I don't think there's anything ominous about this.
As you guys are running this
brute
contraption,
forcing science.
Yeah, brute forcing science. Liel.
Yes.
The couple rocks that are still up in this tray, because it doesn't look like it ever really truly empties. You see at first glance what seems to be a rock. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, that's not quite rock. And you see that falls down into that bottom trough what appears to be a leather bag, like a satchel almost.
Oh.
Like size-wise, fall through this grate. Okay. And onto the ground.
I'm going to yell over to them to stop the cranking. And then once they do that, I will go and, because I don't want anything falling on me, I will go and grab the bag.
Okay. And as you grab it and you open it, you see a mostly empty, but there is a small stash of uncut diamonds inside of this bag.
Uncut gems.
Nice. Okay. I'll show the rest of the group.
It's a pretty good find there.
I mean, was this supposed to be a diamond mine? Mine?
No, if you remember, they were looking for, I mean, obviously if they were to find, you know, precious stones, they would obviously, you know, resell them. But you know that they were looking for more hard, like hard minerals, hard stones for just general production.
Maybe if we keep cranking it, we'll get another bag of diamonds.
Not exactly sure that's how that would work, but...
Do you know how many bags of diamonds are in here?
No.
Neither do I.
Fair enough.
John, at one point in time while we were down in this cave, we heard the sound of, like, banging metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does this mechanism sound like... Is it similar to that?
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Was the banging
I guess that's
metal...
Good.
I'm sorry.
Go. I guess that's good and bad.
Kind of going off of what Nim is thinking, is the banging metal more like forgery, kind of? Like clang, clang?
Yes, that it would lead you...
More rhythmic?
Yes, more of a smithing kind of sound.
Well, we got a bag of diamonds, and we still have a spooky voice that we have not figured out where that, who or what it is.
Or where, yeah.
Is there any other, is there anything else in this bag, as far as, like, is there any papers? Is there maybe a label in the bag? Is there...
Photo ID.
Right.
You find a complete diary.
This is what's going on here. You're welcome.
I mean, we figured out this is a sift. We found some diamonds, but there's still the spooky voice. But I think we found ourselves another dead end.
Well, you have... Yes, you have the spooky voice. Mm. You have the... that blue orb you haven't done anything with or really discovered anything substantial about. And then you also have the locked chest. That you found when you shortly
entered. Oh, in the pocket.
Entered. Yes, in that little pocket. Yep. Where you guys had jumped over and someone might have slipped and fallen.
Yeah, we tried to pick it, and it just, even though Liel did a good job, it still couldn't get it opened.
Correct.
Yeah, I couldn't even. My Max couldn't even get it open.
I don't really know of anything else for us to do at this point. I guess we could grab the chest and go back up.
Very carefully navigate our way out of here without ticking off said ominous voice.
True.
Unless we decide to start swimming and explore the water-covered holes,
mm-mm,
entryways, I don't think any of us wants to do that.
I'd prefer not, after all that we dealt with. Yeah, I mean...
Question for you guys. Did any of you, when you got to the small island, because if you remember, that place was just chock full of bodies.
Dead bodies.
I don't remember any of you actually searching for any sort of clues on the bodies themselves.
We searched the bodies.
You did?
We did.
Yeah.
That's, and Dana, that's how Dana ended up with a hat, too.
I remember him taking the hat because he specifically asked for a hat.
I don't remember sifting through the bodies. The only thing I remember is that bodies moved.
Mm-hmm.
Where bodies once were, then they weren't there in that location anymore.
Mm-hmm. We can go back over there and see what's up.
Considering he brought it up very intentionally and purposefully, we probably should.
Almost like the GM is trying to throw you a bone.
Throw us a bone to keep things rolling.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
I mean, I certainly won't stop you if you're like, we want to get out of here.
I mean, we do, but...
Then you can, you guys can, if you really want to.
Oh, we can go to the island.
Yeah, I think we should go to the island. See what's up.
I mean,
yeah,
I just don't we'll want just you, I don't want, I don't want you guys to feel like I'm pressing you into any particular kind of story.
No, you can press me into anything.
Ooh. I'm going to put you in that sifter and just lower it.
Okay, so you guys... yeah, I'll fast track you guys back over to the Blue Island. And this, like, now it's obvious. Bodies have moved.
Right.
Like, even from last time. You make the jump onto the island, and you begin to slowly sift through, I'm guessing with some trepidation, these bodies. And I need all of you to give me a perception check. This is going to determine some things.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Not bad.
Hey! And that 20 for a 26.
22.
26, 22.
24.
24.
Okay.
Dang.
Ronan and Liel, I need both of you to roll me a tie-breaking perception.
22.
24 again.
Okay. Nim, you rolled a 26.
I did. I nat 20'd it.
You're not quite sure what, like, why you chose to skip over it, but the big guy.
Because he's big.
You walk over and you begin to carefully, you know, kind of give him a once over. And then you note that he actually has a small locket hanging from a silver chain on his neck. It's engraved very simply with the initials FC. And Liel, you are also, as while you're all kind of going through this island, you see on the blue guy's girlfriend.
Right.
You see that she also is wearing a silver chain around her neck. And hanging from that chain is a key.
To the chest we couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm. I want to take my sword and poke her. Does she move?
She does not move.
She just goes, ow!
I slice her head off. It's on an actual chain.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a thin chain or a thick chain? Like, if I look at it, does it look like I can just take my rapier and just kind of like
snap
the chain?
Yes.
Okay. Because ain't no way I'm getting down that close to lift it off her head.
No, it's an anchor chain. As thick as your forearm.
I'm going to do that and then just kind of like use my sword to kind of pull it off of her and then grab it because I ain't getting close. I'm not getting anywhere close to that mouth.
Okay. I mean, a little bit cowardly, but okay.
Wow.
Really?
Stirring the pot, pressing the buttons.
What about Ronan and I? What do we see with our meager, you know, 22-24?
I will actually. It, I like to reward good rolls.
Nice. Thank you.
What I will do is you.
I'll just take some, like, trail mix or something. Like,
just some trail mix?
Just some, like, trail mix.
Maybe a snackle tackle.
You find a charcuterie board.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
One of the guys has edited out, has his hand holding a tray so just confusing. Full of charcuterie.
You mean, what, the first 5 minutes where nothing happened and it was just a mess? It's my favorite.
You find a bottle of Cab Sav. Speaking of, we are now sponsored by Natural 11 presents Cab Sav.
For the listeners, if you have no idea what's going on, it's okay.
Y'all like stinky grapes.
The magic of editing.
You guys will find tell you what, I will allow you to go into the core rulebook and search for adventuring gear.
Adventuring gear.
Like, and that would be shovels, picks, lanterns, things along those lines.
Uh-huh.
You'll be able to find, we'll say, 10 gold apiece of goods.
10 gold apiece. 10 gold combined? Between the two.
Yeah.
Betwixt.
How do you feel about...
Talk about that off mic, but let's...
just like 100 of those.
Yes.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, what did you do?
What did I just do?
What did you do?
This is what happens when I go off script.
They can't even get it out.
We find a crate full of 100 bars of soap.
In the middle of a mine.
They needed soap. That's it. No. that's good. I should probably find something actually useful. Yeah, well, off mic.
Yeah.
We will let you know next episode, folks, what we found.
I'm afraid. All right. But moving on. Soap aside.
Have we picked up the box yet or no? Is it still over there?
The box is still over there.
Okay. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
That's all we find?
That's all you find. Okay. That's the only bone I'm throwing you guys.
Is the blue orb, did that go salty. Back to its pedestal, right?
Sorry, what?
It's still floating there.
Yeah, yes. The blue orb still floating. Yeah.
Is there a keyhole in the orb pedestal anywhere?
Oh, great question, but no.
Okay. Just wondering.
Well, I guess we try the key on the chest.
That's my guess.
So you guys fast.
We'll just nonchalantly walk back while there's some kind of mysterious voice following us.
I was going to what's your guys' thoughts about just hollering it out and seeing if it answers back?
that's
just a little Marco Polo.
I can't decide if that would be a Ronan thing or just a Brandon thing.
A little bit both.
Yeah.
Just to, what you doing? I have a feeling it's watching us. Can I perceive to see if my hairs on the back of my neck are standing up?
You're not an elf.
Spidey senses.
You say you wanted to do a perception check to see if the hair on the back of your neck is standing up.
that's more of like a personal journey, I think.
Do I notice?
Can I perceive?
Can you take a nonchalant look around?
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, you can definitely do a perception.
I feel like out of anybody, you would be able to.
And we'll say that you're doing this as you're making your way back to that locked box.
Making our way to the box. 25 is what I rolled to see if we're being watched. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
That's got a bardic inspiration.
I will take away.
I was going to say, that's the opposite effect withdrawn.
Note to self, never make a bard.
I'll make sure to kill them outright.
Anyways.
So as you're walking, you will actually see.
I knew it.
Like clambering on the ceiling as if it's a spider.
You said the one word I didn't want you to say.
Another one of those undead creatures. And it's just gripping to the wall and climbing on the rocks silently.
Makes me think of a more gnarly version of the I Am Legend people.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. How close, far? Like right above us, or
like it's just tailing you.
Mm.
So
if
you can,
had to put a footage on it, it's how far behind us? If it jumped, could it get us?
No.
Okay.
No, but it is just tailing you.
At a safe distance.
Since I guess I clock it, I will kind of note, and then does it matter if it knows that we see it?
It could. It could say, okay, I'm just gonna attack.
So,
and this one seems far more sentient than
I'm going
the other
to
ones.
Mention to everyone that I found it. I won't necessarily point at it.
Don't react.
But I'm going to side-eye it type thing.
Okay. It doesn't take notice that you notice it. And you just kind of, whenever you peek back, because now you know that it's there, it just is quietly.
Yeah, because they wouldn't know that you have dark vision, because we still have the rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just quietly clambering.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
On the ceiling.
Unless it's.
I'll just kind of whisper, like I'll keep an eye on it, but if I lose it, I'll let you guys know.
But now you. I'm assuming he like whispers that to us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like.
Hey guys!
I see it. Let's just keep moving forward.
Eris is like, where? Where is it?
So as you make your way to, and we'll say you guys make your way after all of that, you make your way to this strong box.
Yes.
After making another jump.
Yes.
And the bodies that you have defeated still lay here.
Really?
They have not moved.
So it's got to be something with that orb.
Hmm. And the box is there.
Does the key fit?
You walk over, and the key fits.
Ooh.
Do you turn the key is the real question.
Now that you said it like that, I don't.
It's going to blow up.
Ronan, come turn the key. yeah, I turn the key.
And it clicks, unshackles, and you're able to pull it off of the hasp. And it's able to be opened if you so choose.
It's a mimic.
No.
And it eats me. Before I open the lid, I'm going to kind of thoroughly inspect it and see if there's any, like, triggers or...
Yep, so you inspected it for a second time.
Yeah.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, 18 on the die for a 26.
It seems to be clean.
Okay. Then I very carefully open the box.
You, as you begin to open the box, you see dark inside. And then
okay.
You see little, like, points of light begin to form as you lift the lid.
Is it a portal?
And as you continue to open it, the lights grow, like, inside grow brighter and brighter until you realize that you are looking at a box that is filled with gold. And a small metallic almost like a scroll case.
A scroll case. This is another freaking pitch-along demon.
Oh,
and then,
heck yeah, I love
and then it comes alive and eats you.
Oh, good. No, all right, awesome. I'll go roll a new character.
But no, as you begin to... You open this up and you see 500 gold.
Wow.
Inside. And then the scroll case, if you want, you pop the lid.
Sure.
And what is contained inside is not like spell scrolls.
It's a demon.
But it's a legal deed.
Oh.
And it is actually the deed to the mine that you're standing in.
We own the mine.
Finders keepers.
You see that in case of death, dismemberment, or other untimely means of demise, this mine is willed to the next of kin, Joggy Crinhouse.
Y'all, I'm telling you, she killed him off for the deed to the mine.
That's fair. You think?
It's her mine now.
It's hers.
It is her mine.
And she wants us to come in and find the deed and bring it back to her so that she can lay claim to it.
Yeah,
legally.
Like, I don't... As a woman who grew up just in the middle of nowhere, I don't think she understands what legally means.
You don't know that. It could have been an act.
I don't know.
She could be some kind of like... You know,
dinosaur
genius person.
Yeah, but
and
like
she's just playing us like fools.
Wild that she would kill everybody.
Because then you need people to work in the mine.
Yeah, like let me kill everybody so I can own the mine. Now I can't run.
She
the mine.
She may not have been intending to kill everybody. It may have just been a plan gone horribly wrong, and she's just trying to get the deed back without sacrificing herself.
Like infinite seafood.
See,
infinite seafood.
You have your rage against the squid. I don't trust the jungle lady.
Watch as you come up to the surface and she's dressed in a typical SS uniform and she's like, oh, hello, Mr. Bond.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if we just gained or lost listeners there.
He made a James Bond reference.
Yeah, but there's connotations.
People Bond. Hate James Bond, I guess.
Apparently.
I never associated with James Bond with them.
Anyway...
Brandon, you took it there.
It's Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, that's what I was supposed to
that's
say.
That's why I like you know it what? Didn't yeah, make any fair. Sense
fair enough.
To me.
Really... Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's James Bond and Nazis have to do with anything? Anyway, all right. So we've got a lot of gold.
I blame it on the coffee.
We've got a deed to the mine that we're pretty sure. That's why she wanted us down here.
I mean, maybe.
No, I
she didn't
just,
give us any like guidelines. Though.
I'm throwing like, around wild accusations.
She just says, "Go in there and find out what happened."
Yeah.
Blue orb turns people.
I'm just stating it for the possibility that that could be what happens,
yeah.
Just so I can say I told
for posterity.
Just, I told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might as well take this back and give it to her and be like, look.
And
ain't nobody left down there. Sorry about your luck, but here, make some money, I guess.
We could just not give her the deed.
And then there wasn't any... Was there anything beyond the room where we met John? or did it just kind of like, you know...
And the totem mask?
You did go in. You did go in. You went all the way to the back.
Yeah,
and there
yeah.
was there was a way to go deeper, but you'd have to have like water breathing or something.
Oh, yeah, that ain't happening.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Wait a minute. Give me just one second.
Does 10 gold buy you a way to do that? Is that what you're saying?
Air bladder.
What'd you do there? What'd you do there, John?
It holds enough air to sustain a creature for one round.
Oh, good.
But they're a silver piece each.
so we can
just have a
we can have 100 of them. Oh, my bad.
You
when
wouldn't
I said,
be able to swim. You'd float at the top.
I'm heavy.
Heavier than 100.
Well, no,
ladders.
I think you would. Wait, how long can you be underwater again? Isn't it like rounds equal to your constitution?
Equal to your double your constitution score.
Yeah. So
okay.
For me, it'd be like 32 well, rounds.
But
right, so you would
to,
just.
But for you to do anything like
it
swimming,
burns an extra one.
Burns an extra round.
So you're looking at like half that.
Still 16 rounds.
Yeah, so you would just be swimming for 15 rounds, and then take a bite out of your air bladder, and then you'd have another 15 rounds, and then you, you know, just
okay,
since you got 100 air bladder.
Are we really that desperate to?
I mean, you guys can. I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah,
also,
I'm just coming up with a way to do it.
Collaborative storytelling.
Also, I did my math wrong. It was going to be 1,000 bars of soap. Because they're
so
a copper each.
So much soap.
We could just fill this place full of bubbles or something.
Ooh, that's
just
fun.
Just put all the soap in the water and just hopefully it suds up. That's not how that works. But
look, when they say, look, when you have like cleansing, ritualistic cleansing of places, I don't think that's not what they mean.
It's not Irish bars of Irish Spring.
Just to throw at our enemies.
Did you just throw a bar of soap?
Take a bath.
I mean, I vote just get out of here.
Agreed. Especially with, you know, creepers following us.
Creepers, jeepers.
Yeah, that.
All right.
Goodbye, spooky mind.
So you take the contents of that chest.
Uh-huh.
You walk the rest of the way out. And you come out. Yes?
I am curious. Like, this does make me wonder who was that lady that she had a key to the box that held the deed to the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because we remember that she's got a dad, right?
Right.
Dad was the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a weird locket. Did you open the locket? Was it an actual, like, locket?
It's an actual locket.
Oh, I guess I thought, no, I guess I didn't open it. Yeah, I open it.
Okay. You open it, and it's marked, like I said, FC on the face of it.
Mm-hmm. Which up until this point, wait a minute, what's that guy's name?
You open it, and you see a very faded portrait of a very kind-looking man holding a small child.
Was her dad Farron Grinhouse?
FC.
He ran the mine.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Was that her dad?
Yeah, absolutely. That was her dad and mom.
Stop. Dang. Okay.
You can always lie to her and say, hey, we found these on the ground. No.
No, well, I mean...
No, we just tell her the truth.
Well...
What's wrong with the truth?
Tell her the truth in the realm of your parents didn't make it.
Yeah.
Not...
Yeah,
they turned into horrific undead monsters.
Your dad ate a big blue orb, and it sucked.
Why, but why not?
Because
not everybody in this world has relationships with their parents like you do, Ronan.
No, I mean, I would like... people to tell me the truth.
I mean, there is a difference between lying and omitting information.
So we just say, hey, your parents are dead inside. And then she goes inside.
Oh. No, so like, you could just say we didn't find anyone alive. No one is alive. We did find this on your parents' bodies.
Yeah.
Then if she asks for more questions, we are honest. That's what I would do. Let's not run up there and be like, oh my God, we met your parents. God, they were terrible.
Yeah.
They tried to kill us.
I'm not talking about, you know, just straight out doing that. But, you know, let's not just lie to her and be like, yeah, you know, just it's okay in there.
I'm not going to say
because what
okay.
if she is
nobody
just an innocent girl
saying,
and then goes in there and then just
is
gets...
saying, hey, let's tell her that it's okay. No, clearly it's incredibly dangerous, but we don't need to tell her that her parents turned into undead monstrosities that just tried to kill us.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are weird. All right.
I say we just let Nim do the talking.
No, that's 1,000% my plan.
He's got away with words. I punch people, and you're made of shadows.
This is true.
Those are our rules.
Okay. So now that we've agreed how we're going to handle this situation, let's get out of here.
All right. So you go out to that lift, and you...
Creepy dude follows us all the way.
He follows you all the way to where the light.
It gets light. Right. Because he wouldn't want to be, you know, all that.
Just a question. Should we kill the creepy guy?
That might be a good idea.
Oh, well, wait. If he's afraid of the light, he could come out at night. Should we try to kill him?
Could he come out at night?
Yeah, but like, point, they would have already done this.
Unless he killed everybody, and then they're going to bring more miners in eventually, and then he's going to kill all them, and they're going to be in the exact same situation.
When we get to the light, I'm going to ask him what his name is.
Just stand right inside the shadow. Yeah, he comes at you, take a step backwards.
I see you up there, asshole.
I mean,
what are you doing?
I mean, at this point, we're leaving. Yeah. So if he's not going to come into the light. if he's not going to come into the light, be like, all right, listen, jig's up. Found you. What's going on here?
I spy with my little eye.
No?
Yeah.
That's if you want to handle that, go for it.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
I shall do this. As soon as we're safe enough into the light and I can still see him, I will turn around and be like, listen,
what's your damage?
Does being in light affect your night vision, though, at all? Or no? Or dark vision?
I don't know how that works.
No,
I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't know if it worked like real night vision, how we see it when just
walking around with my eyes squinted all the time. What is this?
Oh, the lens flare.
He just doesn't get his like mischance thing.
Essentially correct. I'll turn around and like, listen, this has been fun, and it's not been. Who are you?
What's your malfunction?
And it doesn't answer. It just kind of glares at you from the darkness.
I've been spotted.
What was it that he said to us when we were by the lift thing?
Wasn't it just like, I see you or something like that?
I see you or something? Yeah, okay. So, do you answer any questions?
Did Nim has a crossbow, right?
Well, I'm a moment away from throwing a rock at this thing.
And it continues to just glare at you, and then you see it slowly start to like shrink back into the shadows, like just slowly backing up.
Shoot it.
Can I like slowly keep it in eyesight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to get like super far away, but I just want to. Maybe it's just not answering because it's close to the light. I don't know. I'm just trying to get this thing to say something.
Yeah, no. So we'll say that you will follow it.
He wants to antagonize enough.
We'll say that you follow it right up to like the mouth of the cave that goes in.
Sure.
Like you're down in that sandy portion.
Yeah.
All of you are just kind of sitting there watching, kind of at the ready, not trying to look super aggressive, but ready to go in case you need to. You get up to the mouth of this cave. You can see back in the darkness. It's about 60 feet away from you. It's about as far as you can see with your dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
And it has just remained quiet. You get up to that point. It gives one like last look at you, and you see it drop from the ceiling, and turn around, and run back into the darkness. And all you hear is the soft padding of feet.
Oh, that's
slapping
on the
floor.
Gross. That's gross. I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, that's our due diligence.
Yeah,
check.
At that
tried.
Point, just, well, apparently he doesn't want to talk. So I just turn around and come out of the cave. I just wanted to talk about your car, extended car warranty. Yeah, I'll meet up with everybody back at the...
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Zonkathon?
I'll meet everybody at the top of the cave and let them know, like, yeah, he
creepily dropped onto the ground and then just took off. So, yeah, I don't know who that was.
Creature or a few words?
It's weird that he's let his location, I don't know.
Was he wearing clothes similar to what the other ones were wearing?
Like miner's clothes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting how much more sentient he seemed.
Yeah.
Than the other ones.
It's weird that he would let his presence be known and then just not say anything.
True.
Like, if you got something to say, say it. Say it with your chest.
I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like that he's still
And I don't
breathing.
Like that I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like that I don't like that.
No, I feel like this is a loose end, and I don't like loose ends.
Normally, Leah would be like, yeah, let's get out of here. We're done. Let's check the box. Let's go. But there's something about this guy that just
the body
irks
that,
me.
The body is by you. The blue orb.
Yes.
Did they look like they were dragged there, like placed there, or did it look like they got up and then just kind of fell back down?
I think I remember saying that it looked like that they had all, like, none of them looked like that they were dragged there.
Like they were moving of their own accord?
Yeah, it looks like that they were all moving of their own accord.
I don't like
and it. But it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell because now all the bodies have moved. I mean, they've moved two or three times.
And, like, why are they moving? And then, like, why would they get up, move, and not then
I
drop
thought maybe, like,
dead
this
again.
Dude was just trying to, like, move them all towards the blue orb or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are they all getting closer to the orb or just randomly? Random movement.
More like a random movement.
I bet if we went back in there, they'd all have moved again or something.
But here's the question, though. They're moving, but they weren't attacking us again. When we first went in there, when we got close enough, they attacked us.
Well, because they know now not to mess with us, maybe.
Play dead! Yeah.
You're going to lay there
crap,
and
crap,
not move,
back,
or I'm going to have to punch you in the teeth again.
Hold your breath.
No, I don't like having a loose end of that.
Well, I feel like there's multiple
scrangly guy.
There's multiple loose ends here, and I don't
in
like it either.
In all fairness, and I hate to be callous, that's not our problem.
Except it kind of is.
Why?
Because we still don't know what happened here.
Yeah, so this is also not our concern. We did this because Eros has a kind heart.
I mean, going to this other temple in the middle of nowhere is not my problem, but I'm helping you.
Right.
And the needle thing isn't their problem, but they're helping you.
Hey, I at the end of the day, 100%
agree. Stop making
agree.
Sense.
100% agree.
It's almost like we could go back in here and fight the dude and it would make something, I don't know, like good content or something.
Wow, he's getting meta.
No.
I just want to punch a weird dude in the head.
There's
okay?
a wall, you don't break it.
Just let's go out here and just fight the girl.
Now you're on that train with me, really?
If you want good content.
She's the way that I'm going to learn how to get a dinosaur.
Oh, no.
Don't kill her till he has his information.
Yeah. Let's go back to her.
Let's go. We're going
we'll
upstairs.
We'll check
yes.
in.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I mean, we did tell her, hey, if we're not back by XYZ, leave.
It's not like our buddy Scrambles down here is going anywhere.
And
as far as we know, there's no way, no other way out. So,
when you come out into the sunlight again, the sun is high in the sky. So you've been in there for about
and we're
four
blind.
Hours because you went down first thing in the morning.
Yep.
You now all have the dazzled condition for the next two rounds.
There it is.
Oh boy.
Oh no. Oh wait, it's gone.
You all sneeze at least once. And then you get into the cart and crank yourself up to the surface.
All right.
Wow, we accomplished a lot in just under 4 hours.
I know.
Joggy is nowhere to be found. Like, when you come up, like, you're like, okay, well, she's not, like, sitting there.
Yeah, sitting waiting. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I didn't assume she would be. Yeah. I thought maybe she could have gone to the house. She could have gone looking for food. I mean, you know, probably lunchtime. Close to
lunchtime.
Well,
no, because this is in the middle of the village, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So you should probably know where the house is.
I was gonna say my first thought would be to go look at the house that was hers, or where we assumed she was staying.
Yeah. So you go there and she's not there.
Great.
Doggy. Hello.
She sent us down here to die.
Hello.
I don't want to say I told you so, but.
Listen, this isn't my thing. I said that we shouldn't do this thing the whole time.
Oh, I know. I wasn't saying that for your benefit. Yeah. I was more, you know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If she's actually bad, then we have to, you know, take care of business and everything.
The deed. You really just want to punch something, don't you?
Look, it's been...
Only 2 hours.
Only two hours. Only 2 hours.
Did we ever, because this is like a colonial mining operation, did we ever find that it was associated with any type of city or nation or anything like that?
Let's go to the notes.
Go to your notes.
Let's go to the board moat.
Okay.
The only info we got, I think, was from that battered old book that we found in that operating house that had Farron Krenhouse's name in it. They were looking for salt deposits, and he was possibly trying to connect the mines to create an underground highway. I don't think we found any information saying where he was trying to connect the mines from.
Correct.
It just said he was trying to make an underground highway. And then randomly we found the symbol of the shade in the logbook, to which Ronan then divulged that information to us.
Well, no. The symbol of the shade is on every single page.
Okay, well,
it's
we found that in... So yes. Farron Krenhouse has something to do with the shade, but Ronan has never heard of him before.
Might have been
so he said.
Before my time.
So he said.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
For legal purposes, allegedly.
My lawyer told me to say allegedly.
Beyond that, and then we have what was written in the very back of the book. The last page in the logbook, it says, they've come up from below, they're all dead, and their touch withers the flesh. May the gods have mercy on us. Question, just thought of this.
Okay.
Is the handwriting that wrote that statement, does it look like the same as the rest of the book?
Yes.
Does it look like the handwriting on the deed?
No.
Is Farron Krenhouse's signature on the deed?
It is.
Okay, and it doesn't look the same?
It looks the same as the ledger book.
The signature does.
The signature does. Yeah.
So Farron Krenhouse, it can be assumed that Farron Krenhouse was the one writing in this book.
It would be safe to assume so, yes.
So he's the one that wrote... They've come up, so he knew something was happening. So, something comes out of this mine and takes people.
Well, yeah.
Because if he knew there was something down there, why would he willingly go down there?
I feel like it's safe to assume it was probably John.
Well, because he was the murder guy. If I'm not mistaken, though, she had openly admitted that people went missing randomly, sporadically.
Yeah, you would go to bed. They would go to bed and they'd be there, and then they'd wake up and they'd be gone.
Right.
She did say that, right?
It could be the scrambling guy on the ceiling.
That was my guess.
Yeah, he could be. He could be.
Did he look different than the other ones?
No.
No, because he said he was still dressed in like miner's clothes.
Oh, that's true.
The only difference is that he seems far more sentient than the ones that we fought with, which is why it was.
Yeah, it had some more like self-preservation instincts.
Yeah, and I don't like
that. Can you remind me how big
undead things shouldn't have that?
The big like sinkhole?
Yeah, the hole. Yeah, so the hole that would go into the mine.
So, I don't know if this isn't. So there's the hole that's in the ground that goes straight down. That I believe I said was 30 feet across.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right in my head without doing the. The going through all my notes.
You said it was a fairly decent size.
And then it went down like what, like 60 feet,
50 feet, I think you said.
And then, and then there was the entrance into the actual cave, the actual mine here.
We just should, you know, I don't know if anyone's going to stay here, but it wouldn't be, if I don't know how much construction it's going to take, but if some of these buildings are busted and broken, we can try to just cover the hole up.
That was kind of a brief thought I had while we were down there, is there any way we could just blow up the entrance to this mine and lock Creepy Dude inside and just not let anybody use it anymore?
I mean, I don't, unless you have spells or brought explosives with you.
Right, of course, yeah. Right.
I mean, you might be able to go through this town and find, you know, some kind of explosive, but who knows if it would still be, you know,
I thought there was
good.
Wasn't there dynamite in the cave?
No, but I do vaguely remember something about there being stuff like that in the operating house. Can we go back and check that out?
Yeah, I mean, I want to go over there. I want to go in there anyways and have lunch.
The operating house? Or the house we were staying.
Isn't that the main house?
No.
Oh, those are the same thing. Okay.
The operating house is like the office. Like, and it wasn't situated.
Storage.
Yeah, it was like
a storage and office.
Yeah, it was situated right next to the hole, wasn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
It sounds like a good idea, though. I would say
we might as well try to wait until Joggy comes back.
Yeah.
Operating house. Let's look for some stuff. And yeah, Nim's got a good idea. Maybe get a bite to eat and let's think of a plan.
Okay.
Just kind of having, having confirmation of what Joggy said is that there's something that comes out of this hole to take people.
Correct.
And now knowing that we left somebody down there that could very well do that, like, you know, in the cover of night. One, I'm not keen to stick around if we're not able to close up this hole. But I also don't want to leave her here by herself.
Yeah, I mean, she's
completely
completely
unaware of what's going on. And we've agitated this guy. We're people who went in and have now come back out. I can't imagine he's too happy about that.
So I kind of see it where you guys are in the, like, the sleeping quarters where you guys slept the night before. Mm-hmm. You have a small fire going. You're sitting here discussing all of these different avenues of conversation. Everything from how do we handle, you know, Joggy? How do we break this to her? What are we going to do from here? When do we get back on the road and continue, like, the main, like, where we need to actually go? And that's when you hear the, like, that...
The throat sound?
Yeah, that, like, that throat sound of the dinosaur.
The raptor.
Yeah, the raptor. And you hear the rapid footsteps approaching this house. And we'll find out what you do next episode.
Oh,
daggone
it. Daggone it.
Bye.